American Cattle News. How can work by the U.S. Meat Export Federation grow demand in Colombia? More after this.
CattleCon 24 is marching onward to Orlando, January 31st to February 2nd, 2024. Have your say in the future of the industry, network with fellow producers, or connect with friendly faces. Plus, the NCBA trade show will be on site with over 385,000 square feet of the latest and greatest in the cattle business to help your operation stay competitive and sustainable. Register today and learn more at convention.ncba.org.
With support from USDA, National Pork Board, and the Beef Checkoff, U.S. Meat Export Federation is helping Colombian butcher shops more effectively merchandise U.S. red meat. Latin American representative Omero Recio.
Butcher shops in Colombia make up a larger part of sales in other markets in Latin America. The modern supermarket format is growing in Colombia, but yet so much of the product is sold in these butcher shops. There's still some expansion left in that model for MEF to work in. We are well received. We are welcome to work in that area. And we have really seen the ability for our products, pork and beef, to take market share because of the individual cuts that we offer, the quality that we offer, the size and consistency that we offer. They say, well, what's the price? That's obviously one of the major questions. But we try to move them beyond what's the price. And we have a person that does an evaluation of their business and comes back with recommendations. This has resulted in some cost savings for these butcher shops, additional point of sale material, redesign of some of the butcher shops, and providing information that those butchers can provide to their consumers.
And he says the program focuses on beef cuts underutilized in the domestic market.
One of the principal products that goes to Colombia on the beef side is the culotte, the cap of the sirloin. It's a very traditional cut in Colombia, but the U.S. product is of a different quality level. But what we've been adding over the last couple of years is some secondary cuts, like beef short ribs, beef tri-tip. On the pork side, the emphasis is primarily loins. The sirloin end of the loin is a very popular cut, as well as increasingly the bone-in full loin going into the marketplace.
American Cattle News.